speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, yesterday I talked to Eric Peters, and we were talking about what had happened in France in terms of the riots that have been going on for a couple of weeks. We now have Macron is going to, as his popularity is burning faster than the fires in the luxury areas of Paris, as we have a grassroots protest over people who are losing their freedom of transportation. They realize it in America. Here in the U.S., in France. Here in the U.S., we don't understand that. We have in the news today more indication of the death of cars. And make no mistake about it. As I was talking to Eric Peters yesterday, EP Autos, when we see General Motors closing factories and restructuring and stopping production of automobiles, yeah, they're going to continue to make trucks and SUVs for a little while longer. But they're already talking about how they see themselves as a Uber company. They're going to be out there with a rental monopoly or duopoly, along with Ford and a couple of other competitors. You'll have two or three rental companies that will rent transportation to you by the ride. And they're going to control you in the cities. This is a UN agenda. It is a globalist agenda. The death of cars, folks. They take away our ability to shoot. They take away our ability to communicate. And they take away our ability to move. It is a plan of total domination by the globalists. You ought to understand how these three things are connected. And today we're going to connect the dots for you on something else. And that is what's going on in Ukraine. We're going to talk about the reason why. That was a great book I read back in college about the Crimean War. Remember the Crimean War back in the 1850s? It's kind of famous. A lot of things came out of that. The charge of the Light Brigade, half a league onward. Into the Valley of Death rode the 500. Well, there was a reason why that happened. Lord Cardigan, a blithering upper-class idiot who became the eponymous source of the famous kinds of sweaters that everybody have, the Cardigan sweaters. He was celebrated, became a hero because of the stupid thing that he did in the Crimean War. But that was 1850. That was when England was fighting Russia in the Crimean War. Why were they fighting in the Crimean War? They were going to Sevastopol, the primary port of the Russian Navy, there in the Black Sea, in the Crimea, and so forth. They were headed to that, the Battle of Balaclava and so forth. Out of that came things like Florence Nightingale, the Thin Red Line, all this stuff coming out of the legendary war. Hundreds of thousands of people died on each side. 250,000 on one side, 500,000 on the other side. It was a big deal. You may not have learned anything about this in school. You may not know anything about this. And this is how they move this agenda along. We're going to talk about why this is happening now. What is behind it? And how this is tied to the military-industrial complex that is the ultimate source of social media censorship. You better understand that. Yeah, I don't like Twitter. I don't like Facebook. I don't like Google. They are shills for these people. But you need to understand where this is coming from. This is coming from the neocon establishment. It's coming from the London intelligence agencies and the NATO think tanks. They are the ones who are working and pushing this behind the scenes. They're maneuvering us into a world war. And Ukraine is trying to maneuver themselves into a war for political advantage. They suspended the election. This guy's polling in the single digits. It's going to be the first election they had since the Maiden Revolution in 2014. Can't have that happen. A war is always a good thing to have if you are a losing politician. That, folks, is the reason why. Ours is not the reason why. Ours is just to watch CNN and die. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. I'm David Knight. Today we're going to talk about the possibility of war. But more importantly, folks, and you know, war is a big deal. But we have a lot of wars, and other people's, especially in America here, our eyes just kind of glaze over. We start to drop off out of inattention when we have a foreign war somewhere. Doesn't really involve us. Doesn't really involve our family unless we've got family in the military. And so we really don't pay any attention to it. We don't debate it. We don't ask why this is happening. There is a flashpoint that is developing right now in Russia and the Ukraine. I really wanted to get to this yesterday. And I was upset that I didn't. I ran out of time. So I want to talk about this today because there's more developments in this. And I want to give you a broader context. I want to give you a broader context to this Ukraine-Russian event than just what happened in the last couple of days. I want to give you a broader context than the revolution that happened 4 years ago. I want to give you a broader context than the Russian-Ukrainian conflict altogether. The broader context of this, folks, is that censorship is being pushed on us in the same way that the Ukrainian government is pushing martial law on their citizens. And they're being pushed on us as part of this Russian conspiracy theory that's been concocted and pushed by the deep state and the military industrial complex and all of these blithering, useful idiots on the left that are cheering the censorship of InfoWars and other alternative media. After the censorship of InfoWars, you could see 2 months later when they shut down an 800 additional sites, you could then see the scope of this. You could get a broader context. We were the tip of the spear because we have opposed these foreign wars. We have exposed the people behind this, the military industrial complex, the CIA and NSA and others. We don't shy away from that. And for that, we got taken down first. After that, they came for Free Thought Project. They came for leftist groups, people who had pushed back against the police state, the surveillance state, the military industrial complex, both right and left. You cannot be allowed to speak if you do not support the military industrial complex like Fox News and CNN do. They both sing the same song on this issue, folks. And so let's take a look at the reason why. If you think that this is part of, when you hear this phrase that's constantly repeated by Fox News and CNN, when Russia annexed Crimea, if you really believe that, if you really believe that, you are part of the idiocracy that has been created in America by passive viewers of CNN and Fox News who don't know the first thing about history. Go get a book. Maybe you heard of the Charge of the Light Brigade. Maybe you heard of the Crimean War. Maybe you heard of the Ottoman Empire. Have you? Have you heard of any of those things? Go crack open a book. Maybe you won't find it on Google. Maybe they've purged the Crimean War from Google. Maybe you'll have to go back to physical paper books and an encyclopedia. The encyclopedia used to be my internet when I was a kid. I had a great set of encyclopedias. I would get interested in something. I've always had a lot of curiosity. So I'd get interested in something. I'd open up an encyclopedia and you get to the bottom of the article and it would say, or in the middle of the article, it'd say, see such and such. So, well, I'm just going to find that. I'll go get another, plot another volume and look up that article. And after a while, I had the entire floor covered with different articles that were referencing each other. You have to connect the dots. You have to be curious. Don't sit there and passively listen to the lies being told by Fox News and CNN about what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine and about this Russian conspiracy theory. Now, later, we're going to talk a little bit about Torquia Mueller, I think we ought to call this guy. Bob Mueller. Harvey Silvergate called him Torquemada. He said, yeah, guy tried to set me up. He has absolutely no scruples. He's an authoritarian snake. Well, I think instead of calling Mueller Torquemada, we just need to start calling him Torquia Mueller. We could have the Inquisition of Torquia Mueller. And of course, this is all predicated on the Russian conspiracy theory, which is the source for all of the censorship of people on Twitter and Facebook and others. Oh, you are a Russian bot, says a research organization funded by these deep state shills. All of them tied to the military industrial complex. And then you have these partisan idiots on the left who have about as much depth as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in their understanding, cheering this censorship, not realizing what they are cheering. They're cheering the military-industrial complex. These are the people who used to be against the military-industrial complex, eternal wars, and the warfare state. And they're cheering the censorship that these people are pushing to stay in power. So let's talk a little bit about the reason why. As I said at the top of the hour, you know, ours is not to reason why. Ours is but to believe the lie of CNN and Fox News about what's going on in the Ukraine and Russia. No, there is a reason why. Go back to 1853, 1856, the Crimean War. The Ottoman Empire was collapsing. The British and the French didn't want the Russians to get more territory. You had a war that resulted out of that. Where was the war fought? It was fought in the Crimea because they were fighting Russia. You see, Crimea has been a part of Russia and the Ukrainian area longer than America has been America, longer than we've had a formal government here. It is an ancient connection. And when the Ukraine seceded from Russia and the Crimea area, which is predominantly Russian people, decided that they wanted to stay with Russia, so they seceded from Ukraine. It was very analogous to what happened during the War of Northern Aggression, as I call it. When you had West Virginia, as Virginia seceded, West Virginia said, we do not want to secede. We want to stay with the Union. And so they did, created the state of West Virginia, remained the state of West Virginia. That's basically what has happened with Crimea and the Ukraine. Always a part of it. Again, the Crimean War, look it up, Lord Cardigan, the Charge of the Light Brigade, the Thin Red Line, Florence Nightingale. Some of these things may ring a bell to you, maybe, huh? Go back, search your memory, search a book, find out what's going on, because folks, the blithering idiocy of the Crimean War and Lord Cardigan that made him so famous is what we're about to blunder into again. A lack of intelligence, both innate and military kind of intelligence, got Lord Cardigan into that situation. Not following orders, leading a suicidal charge into the Valley of Death. And yet, because he survived and a couple of people survived, he became a hero out of that. They named sweaters after him in Victorian England, at the Battle of Balaclava. Right now, we have, again, you know, Turkey is kind of risen out of the remains of the Ottoman Empire. And there is the Russian South Stream. It is a gas pipeline. Oh, yes, that's right. There's probably something to do with oil and pipelines here, isn't there? Just like in Syria. Isn't that funny how that always comes back to those types of things? And yes, there was an oil and gas pipeline. It was basically shut down. It was going to go across the Black Sea. In November 2014, they shut it down. What happened in 2014? Well, that's when you had the Maidan Revolution, you had Ukraine seceding, and so forth. Would that have something to do with why the U.S. military-industrial complex would try to have Ukraine secede? Is that why the U.S. military-industrial complex would try to use Al-Qaeda and ISIS and create a deadly, protracted civil war in Syria because of a gas pipeline there? Yeah, you might think that. Who knows? I am just a conspiracy theorist when it comes to big oil and war. But I've got more to tell you when we come back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So that's a larger context of what's going on in Ukraine, Crimea, and Russia. Let's talk about the more immediate context of what was about to happen in the last couple of days. As I said, there's a gas pipeline that was going to take Russian gas across the Black Sea. That stopped back in 2014 when Ukraine left Russia. And, you know, Russia didn't react the same way that Abraham Lincoln did. He didn't amass a massive army unconstitutionally and invade the people who decided that they had the right to self-government. You know, same reason that we left Great Britain, quite frankly. I mean, if you're going to say that that Lincoln's invasion was justified, then you delegitimize the Declaration of Independence. Nevertheless, Russia and Putin acted with more restraint than Abraham Lincoln. And I'm not going to get into the slavery thing. I've talked about this before. There are larger causes to the Civil War than that. And we can see what it created afterwards. It created a consolidated U.S. government that is the monster on the Potomac that we now wrestle with on a daily basis. Nevertheless, let's move on from American politics. Let's talk about what's going on in this area. And we'll get back to American politics. We'll get back to the neocons, who are the rightful heirs of the Grand Army of the Republic. But they had a gas pipeline that was about to open up after these 4 years. There's also an election in the Ukraine where the guy that was going to be running for re-election, who has just declared martial law and suspended the election, was polling way lower than even Emmanuel Macron in France, who is now down at historic lows for a French president, about 25-26%. Never had a French president at this point in their presidency polling that low. And so when you look at this and you've got a politician who's not doing too well, imposes martial law to stop an election, and has a provocative incident happen at the same time that Russia and Turkey are about to reopen a gas pipeline that was shut down 4 years ago when Ukraine was left with the encouragement and the support of the State Department and George Soros. And so what actually happened? I think the key thing, if we take a look at the timeline of what happened with this, I think it's very interesting to see the timeline and see the way that it was reported in the Western press by NBC, by Sky News, by others, by Nikki Haley. Yes, Nikki Haley. Always there, always pushing war. Nikki, give 'em Haley. There's never seen a war she didn't like or want to start. But let's talk about how this particular incident started. This began at 7 a.m. in the morning. That's very key, because the shooting and the conclusion of all this, the capturing of the ships, didn't happen until midnight. 17 hours. Now, it is portrayed as something that happened very, very quickly and impetuously by the Russians. This was a 17-hour provocation by the Ukrainians, who wanted to have an incident that they have now conveniently responded to by declaring martial law. Why, if you had a situation where you violate the protocols in a very, very touchy area, you know, this is a very vital area for Russia. It is an area that Russia controls. It is their seaport. It figured prominently in the Crimean War of the 1850s. Why? Because that, you know, Russia, with the exception of this area, is largely landlocked. So it is their most important port still, as it was back in the 1850s. And so as Ukraine left, these are waters that people navigate, but there has to be a handshaking process here. Russia is in control of that. The Ukrainians did things very provocatively, as if they wanted to start an incident, and then responded with martial law. Why would martial law be a response to ships bumping up against each other and eventually having some firing going on? Why would that be a response to that kind of an incident? Why would you shut down press freedoms? Why would you shut down elections because of that? And why would you provoke this? Here's how RT lays it out, and then we'll tell you what the Western press says. They said the Ukrainian vessels were sailing between two Ukrainian ports. It's the only waterway there that connects these two ports, is the Kerch Strait between Crimea and mainland Russia. Kiev, that is the capital of Ukraine, for those CNN listeners out there, says it notified Moscow in advance that its Navy ships would be sailing through the area. Moscow denies that it was given a warning. While both Russia and Ukraine have freedom of navigation in the Kerch Strait under a 2003 treaty, there are detailed technical rules on how vessels should pass through the narrow, complex waterway. All traffic in the area is controlled by the Crimean seaport of Kerch. Every ship should contact the facility, report the route, destination, so forth, and get permission. Around 7 a.m. Moscow time, on Sunday, two artillery boats and a tugboat belonging to the Ukrainian Navy crossed the Russian maritime border in the Black Sea and headed to the Kerch Strait. These ships had not followed the procedure that had been laid out and agreed upon between Russia and Ukraine. The Russian officers repeatedly asked Ukrainian vessels to leave the Russian territorial waters, but they ignored those requests. The ships also entered waters that had been temporarily closed to navigation. Meanwhile, around 11:30 a.m. Moscow time, this is now 4.5 hours after it began, two more Ukrainian vessels departed from the Azov seaport and approached the Kerch Strait from the other side, but then turned back and returned to port. At that point, a giant bulk freighter, accompanied by several Russian military vessels, blocked the only passage through the Kerch Strait for security reasons. They were concerned as to what Ukraine was doing. This is a very touchy area. The Ukrainians are saying the Russians are going to invade. The Russians are saying the Ukrainians are going to invade. And you have this kind of game being played. So for 4.5 hours, they're trying to get these people to respond. Nothing has happened, so they block one side of the port with a bulk freighter. The Russian military also scrambled aircraft while the situation remained tense. Ukrainian vessels continued their journey despite warnings from the Russian authorities. The Ukrainian Navy said the military vessels were sailing from the port city of Odessa to the Azov port of Mariupol as part of a scheduled routine transfer, and they claimed that it warned the Russian authorities about the trip in advance. So there's a disagreement. Ukrainians say, we warned them about it. The Russians say, no, you didn't. So who's telling the truth? The FSB denounced the actions of the Ukrainian vessels as a provocation, and they released a video. Oh, a video. Shows Ukrainian vessels maneuvering in close proximity for a very long time, close to the Russian ones, not responding to communications, to identify, to turn back, that sort of thing. It appears that the Russians were the ones telling the truth about the provocation. And it fits the political agenda of the Ukrainians. At midnight, the FSB released a statement saying the Russian warships had to open fire after the three Ukrainian ships ignored legal demands to stop and continued performing dangerous maneuvers. Three Ukrainian sailors were wounded, given medical assistance while the ships were seized and remain seized. And we will talk about the fallout after that when we return. Stay with us.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
That's right. Let's reverse engineer this. Let's give this a context. I started out by giving you the old historical context.
Oh, did Russia annex the Crimea?
Oh, well, that's what CNN and Fox News said.
Well, then what were they fighting over in the Crimean War when the UK was fighting Russia in the Crimea in the 1850s. Russia just took the Crimea? Is that what happened?
And then we look at the context of what happened in the last day or so, the events. 17 hours of aggressive maneuvers, no communication by the Ukrainians into an area that is a very, very touchy area. I mean, this would be kind of like a Russian ship coming in unannounced and tootling around the Potomac or something. I mean, it's crazy when you have a high pressure area like this to act that provocatively. And so after 17 hours, they fired on the ships and they captured them. And then around midnight, you had the Ukrainian president, Poroshenko, instructed the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine to convene for an emergency meeting proposing to impose martial law. He eventually got that. It was quite a fight, because he's not very popular, and they were about to have an election. He shut that down. That's the context. That and the fact that Russia and Turkey, for the first time since Ukraine left the Russian Federation and so forth. They had a gas pipeline that was running through there back in 2014. These were going to be the first elections since 2014. It was going to be the first time that Russia and Turkey were going to reopen that pipeline across the Black Sea since 2014. Oh, we got to do something in the sea. We got to do something to shut down the elections as well. Very interesting. And yet, this is the way that it's reported in the Western news. Sky News, Russia fires at Ukrainian ships, captures three vessels off Crimea. They just did it out of nowhere. Those Ruskies. Russia has opened fire and captured three vessels in a major escalation of tensions. It was Russia that did it. Just like it was Russia that gave us all of that truth about Hillary Clinton. If Russia did it, thank you. I don't think they did it. Then NBC reports tensions boil over between Russia and Ukraine in the Black Sea. And then they quote Poroshenko, the Ukrainian prime minister who just declared martial law, used this to declare martial law, who says, of course, an unimpeachable source of information. He says, we have all irrefutable evidence that this aggression, this attack on the Ukrainian Navy's warships was not a mistake. It was not an accident. It was a deliberate action. That's right. It was not a mistake. It was not an accident. It was a deliberate action on the part of the Ukrainian Navy. It lasted for 17 hours. And then NBC goes on, however, to say Russia's seizure of the naval vessels would represent an escalation of tensions that flared a few hours earlier when it blocked all traffic under the Crimean Bridge. Oh, so I told you they didn't block that until 4.5 hours after the Ukrainian Navy sent in two military ships, refusing to obey the protocol, refusing to communicate about that. And then at that point, they brought a tanker in to block any further ships coming into that area. And after another, 13 hours, they fired on the ships and took them captive. And they had video to prove it. Ah, but you won't see that video, will you? Because the mainstream media will be the handmaidens of the military-industrial complex. And that, folks, is the larger context, the censorship. And that's what we're going to get to in just a moment. First, a little bit more of the reactions from the Mockingbird Press. NBC says the FSB, that's Russia, said Ukraine failed to notify Russia that its ships were planning to use a strait, a contention that Ukraine denied. Then they go on to say the EU does not and will not recognize the illegal annexation of the Crimean Peninsula by Russia. That's right. Go back to... centuries. We won't recognize that century-old annexation and so forth. That is a phrase that just grates on me when I hear that. It's such a lie, such a blatant lie, playing on the ignorance of the American people and their disinterest. People like Nikki Haley, who calls a UN Security Council meeting and puts it out, Russia has fired at Ukrainian ships. We must call for an emergency meeting and so forth. I'm going to have some more sanctions. Maybe we'll even have an excuse to go to war with Russia. Maybe Ukraine will have an excuse to go to Russia. Here's where this is coming from, folks. I've talked about this many times, pointing out that the people who are behind the censorship of InfoWars, the censorship of 800 sites, both conservative, Trump-supporting, nationalist, patriotic sites, as well as left-leaning anti-war sites, as well as libertarian anti-police state, anti-surveillance sites, those were all taken down 2 months after InfoWars was taken down. And you had the Atlantic Council. You had these organizations called Prop or Not. You had Jamie Fly and his Secure Democracy bragging at Berlin conferences that these neocon think tanks and organizations go to, bragging about the fact, oh, these Russian bots must be very upset now that we've taken down 800 sites. Let me tell you something. We're not Russian bots. Free Thought Project's not Russian bots. None of these people are Russian bots. Copwatch, Copblock, those are not Russian bots. They are libertarian sites. They don't even support Trump. They support the Bill of Rights in ways that President Trump unfortunately doesn't. They are opposed to endless wars, as President Trump campaigned on. As people who support him are opposed to endless wars of the neocon establishment. The Atlantic Council, this neocon think tank that helped to start Facebook, and now Facebook is kicking back the profits to them. Facebook is now donating to Atlantic Council. Facebook is now censoring people on the orders of the Atlantic Council, just like the Democrats are using this research organization in Indiana University, robot labs, using think tanks and organizations like Secure Democracy, bragging about the fact this is just the beginning. We took down 10,000 Twitter sites before the election. We're so happy about that. They were identified by an algorithm created by these people who are left-leaning in their politics, but funded by the military-industrial complex. And so the left applauds them, not knowing where this is coming from. So the Atlantic Council is now saying the U.S. should send ships to the Azov Sea after this standoff in the Kerch Strait. The pro-NATO Atlantic Council, the people who don't like President Trump, NATO, the neocons, the military-industrial complex, Secure Democracy, Jamie Fly, all of these people who invented this Russian conspiracy around the election, these people who have been selling this along with CNN and Fox News and so forth for the last year or so, used this to try to block President Trump from getting anything done, used it to try to remove him from office, still working on this. The people who used the Russian conspiracy theory to then push that to the next level, to push for social media censorship. Oh, if you disagree with the establishment, the bipartisan establishment, the neocon war hawks in both the Democrat and the Republican parties, and make no doubt about it, Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, all of those people are on the same page when it comes to the American empire and our unending unconstitutional wars, our provocations, our revolutions, our regime changes that we push everywhere. Those are the people who are supporting this Russian conspiracy theorist. Again, the NATO people, the Atlantic Council, Secure Democracy, Jamie Fly, all these people, Bill Kristol, all these people are now pushing for us to get involved in this dispute. They want an excuse to get involved in a hot war there, just like they want an excuse to get involved in a hot war in Syria. They all implored this, the Atlantic Council implored the U.S. and NATO to, quote, react sharply to what they call the illegal Russian blockade of the International Sea of Azov. And then, of course, you've got Bill Kristol out there. Bill Kristol, bankrolled by billionaires connected to George Soros. This is the same guy who's behind the revolution there in the Ukraine. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
People in trouble, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back. I'm going to bring this context now. I've been talking about the historical context. I'm talking about the oil and gas context that's there. And the Ukraine-Russian dispute. I'm going to bring it back to the free speech war, the information war that is being conducted against us here in America, and how this may turn into a real shooting war before this is over. It may be constrained to the Ukraine and Russia, but probably if this happens, given the deep state and how anxious they are to start a war with Russia, they'll use this as a pretext to go to war with Russia. This is a very dangerous position here. And it is the American public's ignorance that allows this to move forward. Before we go any further on this, though, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have, because, folks, we have to keep the organization going. You know, when I come in the morning and I get my coffee, it's tuned to CNN and it's tuned to Fox News, and all I see are commercials. This is the only commercial I've done this hour. We have to have a way to keep this organization going, and we really do appreciate your support, especially here we are now. We're about, it was the beginning of October, so we're now 4 months into the social media ban. And so we really do appreciate our loyal listeners and those of you who continue to spread our information around in spite of the censorship attempts by the people that I'm going to tell you about, the people who are behind these provocative moves that are about to get us involved in a very, very dangerous war that they want to restart. That is really the Russian restart button that Hillary Clinton and the neocons established. Right now, we've got a Black Friday special going on at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all InfoWars Life supplements 50% off. We have some items up to 75% off. And we have free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Those are the points we give to people who buy products from us. You can use that to get discounts in the future when you repurchase products and so forth, other items from us. If you look at the site, you'll see things that are categorized for gifts. Gifts that are under $25 or under $50 or under $100, gifts for him, gifts for her. If you happen to know what gender you are, that would be very helpful. But nevertheless, you can still find the gifts sorted there. And also stocking stuffers. And we also have 50% off all storable food. We have the ProPure water filtration system, the big one, the Gravity Feed water filtration system from AlexaPure, is now $123 off. A massive savings is about half price of what its typical price is. The Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter, is about 40% off. So we have massive savings on this sale. We have double Patriot points, and we have free shipping up to 75% off some items at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Let's talk about what's going on here in terms of the context with the military-industrial complex. I just pointed out the Atlantic Council is pushing very hard to get us directly involved. We need to have U.S. and NATO react sharply about this illegal Russian blockade. We have Bill Kristol, the neocon, who, as Big League Politics points out, is bankrolled by Soros-linked leftist billionaire. You know, Bill Kristol. George Soros was giving money and supporting the Ukrainian revolution there, along with Victoria Nuland and the State Department here and under Barack Obama. State Department hasn't really changed. President Trump changed, but the State Department hasn't really changed. And as Big League Politics points out there, Bill Kristol, architect of the Iraq War, never apologized for that. Still thinks that's a great deal. Still thinks that was the right thing to do. The neoconservative family prince, as he calls him. That's a good way to refer to Bill Kristol. He's been enjoying a career as a second wind as a principled conservative, quote unquote. Token for the left, receiving pure adulation from MSNBC liberals for denunciations of American nationalism and of the Trump administration in general. And as Richard Moorhead points out, it seems Kristol's political travel comes with a hefty financial incentive. And a report from American Greatness, Julie Kelly, has revealed that Kristol's umbrella organization, Defending Democracy Together, has received at least $600,000 from eBay founder and progressive billionaire Pierre Omidyar. A 2014 report of Media Research Center placed him on the highest tier of elite liberal donors, along with Bloomberg and Buffett and Tom Steyer and Jonathan Soros. As a matter of fact, there's another connection between Soros' family and Omidyar. Omidyar has donated extensively to Soros' Open Society Foundation. So he donates to the Open Society Foundation, and he donates to the foundation that gives $600,000 to Bill Kristol. Isn't that interesting? How the left and right managed to come together on all these foreign policy issues, and on censorship as well. As Zero Hedge points out, an article from Strategic Culture, a major PSYOP in Europe has been exposed by Anonymous. They've just revealed covert UK activities in the EU. According to the documents released by Anonymous, London is in the midst of a major program to interfere in the internal affairs of EU members, of the US, and of Canada. Anonymous threatens to release more information on the clandestine operations of the UK government unless it agrees to remove the shroud of secrecy protecting these information warfare efforts. On November the 24th, Twitter deleted RT comments on this issue. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Given the fact that Twitter and Facebook and these people are also now, after taking money from these neocon think tanks that established them. And I've said this all along. You need to understand these companies are the shills for the military-industrial complex and DARPA. They had direct funding from the CIA. The CIA, at the time these internet giants were being created in the late 90s, as the internet, which was initially a creation of DARPA itself. It was a psychologist at DARPA, J.C.R. Licklider, who came up with the idea of having the internet. Maybe that should give you a clue as to what their vision for the internet was when a psychologist at DARPA comes up with the idea. Now, it wasn't practical for another 35 years. But as it became practical in terms of the hardware speeds and the internet speeds and so forth, the CIA created InQtel, a venture capital firm. They were very open about it. And the CIA's venture capital firm funded, gave seed money to a lot of these corporations. People who were leaders of DARPA and so forth sat on the boards of venture capital firms that created these companies that are now masters of the internet. And so is it any surprise when you see the Atlantic Council, DARPA, all these people funding this, and then they return the favor and kick money back to some of these think tanks? That Twitter would shut down information about the Integrity Initiative, that's the name of this group that's been exposed by Anonymous. It's a London-based organization funded by the government-friendly Institute for Statecraft. They have layer after layer after layer of think tanks and institutions and funding and government sources and the spooks in London and the spooks in Langley, all the deep state and its many tentacles, and they're all interrelated. Like Moriarty. they're also connected to the Free University of Brussels. They wage information warfare operations against, wait for it, Russia. Yes. The network has received grants from NATO, the U.S. State Department, and from Facebook. See that revolving door of money and of control and of information? You censor these people over here, you shut that down. You promote this organization, you shut that information, that organization down. You shut down information about this story. You put out this spin on it. That's what's going on, folks. And Russia is at the center of this, not because they're starting something, but because they're the fall guys for this. This phony Russian conspiracy theory concocted by these leave-behinds of the deep state. People like Mueller. People like Rosenstein. People like Comey. People like Hillary Clinton. This Integrity Initiative's operations have been kept under wraps. Its activities are conducted by clusters of local politicians, journalists, military personnel, scientists, academics involved in anti-Russian propaganda efforts. And again, where did all this stuff get set up that's swirling, all these conspiracies swirling around President Trump? They bring these guys over to Russia. They drop some information to them. They say, hey, this guy was talking about this. And they plant stories, use that to get a FISA warrant and so forth. That's the London Langley conspiracy axis. The list includes people like William Browder. Where have you heard him before? And the Magnitsky issue, right? A U.S.-British businessman convicted in absentia in Russia for tax evasion. The anonymous hackers mention Operation Moncloa that was launched in June in Spain to prevent Pedro Baños, a colonel known for his Russian-friendly views, from being appointed new head of Spain's National Security Agency. And in the broader picture, in March, when Skripal, I'll be right back.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Fed Filters, Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them
do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The Anonymous Collective has dropped information about an organization called the Integrity Initiative. It's a London-based organization, just as this whole Russian conspiracy theory and the Russians hacked the election and so forth. That was all London-based as well. And as I point out, this network of interconnected groups, the Integrity Initiative, the Institute for Statecraft, the University of Brussels, and so forth, this network is getting money from NATO, the U.S. State Department, Facebook. Twitter is censoring any information about this. It also includes politicians and journalists. People like William Browder is included in this. All part of the deep state conspiracy that uses as a front and an excuse for their attempted overthrow of our election and our government and our nation. It is a conspiracy. But they have a fake conspiracy theory that they put out there, the Russian conspiracy theory. And it's all coming from the London Langley, the MI6, the CIA people, cooperating together in this. And going back to March, what happened in March? Well, you had Sergei Skripal, the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter there. In March, as that was happening, as Theresa May immediately said, Russians did it. Except nobody died. Supposedly, they were poisoned with nerve gas, Novichok nerve gas, which is many times more potent than our own VX nerve gas, which is both of those will be found just a few miles from that location at Porton Down in the UK. That's where their chemical weapons facility is. Nevertheless, don't pay any attention to that. Don't pay any attention to the fact that they didn't die. Don't pay any attention to the fact that they exhibited symptoms similar to an opioid overdose. Don't pay any attention to the fact that a medical professional worked on them for a half hour. No, we're not told about that. Instead, we see that the media buries those reports. They're there, but they don't talk about that. Instead, you see all the pictures of them in the hazmat suits after this doctor had worked on them without any protective equipment at all for a half hour. She would have been dead as well if it had been Novichok. Yeah, nobody died. Nobody died. So that is a fake conspiracy theory. But in March, when all that happened, and Theresa May and Nikki Haley were out there screaming for us to go to war in Syria, just as they're about to scream for us to go to war in the Ukraine. Theresa May at that time promised to, quote, defeat Russia with a new cyber warfare initiative called the Fusion Doctrine. Ms. May told British intelligence services to use social media. This is back in March last year. To prevent the spread of misinformation from Russians. It's always the excuse for censorship. See, we are in a very deep, cold war with Russia, and the first casualty of war is the truth and free speech. And that's what these people are doing. They're using this cold war that they reinitiated, that they restarted. They're using that to conduct war on our free speech here in America. She pulled the military into the anti-Russian propaganda effort, reports Zero Hedge. The UK, she said, must harness soft power. They must counter propaganda. And they must do it on social media networks. All this is part of her soft power strategy. It is an information war, whether you want to call it soft power strategy, whether you want to call it censorship or whatever. Again, going back to a year ago, November 2017, you had a former intelligence agent, former FBI agent, guy working for the military industrial complex, testifying on Congressional Hill that it is an information war, that they have to silence the cannons on social media in order to stop divisive talk. We can't have division. We can't have multiple opinions. Everybody needs to see the same pictures, the same headlines from CNN and Fox News when it comes to war. This is all being pushed by the military-industrial complex, by NATO, by the Atlantic Council. They are the ones pushing for the information war, and now they're pushing for a war in the Ukraine.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I've been talking about the role of the military-industrial complex, not just in what is about to happen in the Ukraine and Russia, which may be a war. There may be a war between Ukraine and Russia. I'll get into that in just a moment. The larger context of that is that there is an information war. And you don't even know, most of you, who you're at war with. You think you're at war with Facebook or Twitter or Google. You're at war with the military-industrial complex that has pushed these unconstitutional perpetual wars that we've had since World War II. They are the real rulers of this country. If you don't think that they're really the ones in charge, just look at President Trump's administration. There are things that he can do, but then there are some real hard lines that he cannot cross when it comes to what the military-industrial complex wants. Real hard lines. You're not paying attention if you're not seeing this. And we have Anonymous pointing out that the center of all of this is yet another revelation of a group called the Integrity Initiative that brings together all these people who have been pushing this Russian conspiracy theory, William Browder and others, the people who set up and created this, tried to entrap President Trump and members of his family and his campaign staff and so forth. And then the people who used all this narrative, oh, the Russians hacked it. Well, they didn't actually change any votes, they say. If the Russians wanted to hack the elections, they would change the votes. It's easy for anybody to do that. It is child's play. It's been demonstrated as child's play at the Black Hat Conference, at DEF CON, and so forth. They literally brought children in from like 5 to 16 years old, like something like 39 of them, and all of them, other than 3 or 4, were able to hack replicas of state boards of elections websites and change votes. Yes, you really can hack the election very easily. And the establishment wants it that way. It isn't like they don't know that. They could very easily take measures to have an honest election, but they choose not to. Because every election is now going to be a hacking contest between the Democrats and Republicans. And but they say that the election was hacked because we learned horrible but true things about Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. Oh, the Russians told us that. Well, if they did, fine. We have a right to know that information that's being concealed from us by the establishment and by the establishment media. I don't have a problem if the Russians did. The Russians did not do it, however. We had William Binney and many other technical professionals demonstrate from a technical standpoint that it was put on a thumb drive. It was not hacked over the internet. Looking at the time it took to copy the files and the size of the files, William Binney, who was the global technical head of the NSA for decades, an honest man, a man they tried to lock up because he wanted to talk about the Constitution and how they had trashed it under their feet after September 11th, explained to everybody how the information was copied onto a thumb drive and would have been handed off to people as WikiLeaks had said. But it's essential to their narrative to maintain that it was hacked by the Russians. Why? Because if it's hacked by the Russians, if it's hacked by a foreign state and they interfered in the election, then they can draw in WikiLeaks and anybody that they claim is attached to WikiLeaks as part of some criminal prosecution. So they have to maintain that fiction. But this is really coming from these organizations in London and in Langley. And as they point out in this article on Zero Hedge from Strategic Culture Foundation, they said this plan that was publicly talked about by Theresa May as they were staging the Sergei Skripal false flag, the poisoning that was a false flag, the lie that was eventually exposed in so many different ways. So many different ways. I'm not going to go back into the details of that. I'll spare you the details today. I may do it again at some point in the future, but I'll spare you the details today since I'm going kind of long on this Ukrainian story, and I want to get to many other things that are happening. But at the same time, that was happening, and they were trying to push for that that false flag, use that to get us involved in a war. Theresa May was bragging about how she was going to use social media to, quote, prevent the spread of misinformation, to harness soft power, part of her soft power strategy. And as they say in the article here from Zero Hedge, the plan included an enhanced role for the BBC World Service to promote British values abroad, ensuring that Ofcom shuts down media organizations that fail to meet the high standards of the British. So there you go, right? What do we have happening here? We're going to have organizations like CNN and Fox News that will be promoting the news. They'll be promoted by social media. They will be the news for you. Anybody else that is out there that tells a different story, they would not be promoting the high values of American culture. They would be promoting things that the military-industrial complex and the Washington establishment deem to be hateful and divisive, and so they must therefore be hated, and they must be censored and shut down. And as they point out in this, only gullible people can believe nonsense like this. Are you that gullible? Are you gullible enough to believe what you see on CNN and Fox? Russia has been used as a boogeyman to justify measures that are aimed at killing off free press and free speech in America and elsewhere. Can't you see that? Can't you see the source of this? Can't you see that it is the same people that have drug us into war after war after war for 70 years? Now coming back to America, conducting a asymmetric warfare and counterintelligence and censorship on the American people. On the American people. The standing armies that will be used to oppose tyrants abroad will be used as weapons against the American people, said Madison. It has happened. It is happening. Oh, it's the Russians. No, it's not. Meanwhile, we got a U.S. spy plane flying over the Black Sea as Russian-Ukraine naval clash sparks a fear of war. We've already got a jet that left the U.S. naval base on Crete today, Suda Bay. The U.S. spy plane has reportedly been deployed for reconnaissance amid a naval clash between Russia and the Ukraine. Flight radar monitors show the plane has been flying close to the Crimean Peninsula, Russian territory, in the Black Sea. There is a very real possibility, folks, of a full-scale war between Ukraine and Russia, and it will not be limited to Ukraine and Russia, as gung-ho as the U.S. military complex is. They've got their dogs of war barking on the leash, and they are ready to unleash them. And it's going to have consequences, worldwide consequences. As the soccer blog points out, Sacred Blog, I think it is, Zero Hedge has it. The cargo ships blocking the passage on the bridge have been removed. Traffic has resumed. The situation has returned to normal. However, we now have martial law in the Ukraine. He said, let me give you a single most important element to understand what is and what is not taking place. The Sea of Azov and the Black Sea are, in military terms, Russian lakes. That means that Russia has the means to destroy any and all ships or aircraft over these two seas. On the Black Sea, the life expectancy of any intruder would be measured in minutes. On the Sea of Azov, in seconds. Now, understand that this provocation, and they filmed it. It went on for 17 hours before they fired on people. Nobody died. Had a couple, three soldiers who were wounded. Nothing life-threatening. Two military ships were seized. But again, they could have destroyed them outright. Who were the provocateurs here in this? It was Ukrainians. The Russians know that Ukrainians know that. The Russians know that they can take anybody out. The Ukrainians know that they can take anybody out. The U.S. empire knows that. The deep state globalist empire knows that. Remember that as the overall context when you look at what happened here. And when you look at the mainstream media that portrays this whole thing that took place over 17 hours as some kind of a knee-jerk provocation that was initiated by the Russians. Now, there is a provocation here, and there is a very real purpose of this. He has called up his first rank military reserves, telling them to expect a ground war as he shut down 11.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together, we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One more thing to say about what's going on in Ukraine in terms of the propaganda that's going on. As you have martial law, took a very long time for them to get this passed in Ukraine. Again, as we see a provocation by the Ukrainian Navy sending in two ships without any, without following the protocol, without any notification, continuing to move about provocatively for 4.5 hours before Russia finally pulls up a freighter to block the other side of the port. And then that continuing to go on for like another 12, 13 hours before they fire on the ships, take them captive. Three individuals are wounded, but not life-threatening. And then Ukraine responds by saying, we need to enact martial law. We need to call up the reserves. We need to prepare for a ground invasion. And this is all happening as you've got Petro Poroshenko, the little puppet put in by Victoria Nuland and George Soros, Victoria Nuland at the State Department and George Soros' color revolutions. This guy is now in single digits approval. They were about to have their first election in the 4 years since the maiden revolution that put him in power. He wasn't going to win it. Now they're not going to have it. They're not going to have the election. And seriously, you can't see through this? You're going to have a situation where this provocation goes on for 17 hours in an area that is completely controlled by the Russian Navy. They videotape it. They put it out there. Of course, now we have complete radio silence out there because social media and establishment media are now controlled by the military-industrial complex, by NATO, by the Atlantic Council, by all these people pushing the Russian conspiracy theories out there. Using this as an opportunity to investigate every aspect of President Trump's personal and political life, trying to create a process crime with him and with other people, trying to turn them, trying to get them to sing or to compose, to investigate financial crimes and so forth. And then also using it, the same core issue, as a way to shut down any criticism of globalism. By anybody who is a nationalist, anybody who is patriotic, they all get censored because you're hateful and divisive if you say that. This is all coming from the military-industrial complex. Yes, the Democrats are embracing it for political reasons right now. But people like Marco Rubio are complicit in this as well. If Marco Rubio and the Republicans were concerned about censorship on social media, they would have had Alex Jones testify rather than using his confrontation with Marco Rubio as a justification for further censorship. And now they're coming after Julian Assange. As these people are, you know, shutting down the election, declaring martial law, suspending all political liberties in that country, and calling up the military, saying, expect the Russians to invade us. Well, maybe they might invade the Russians under some pretense, just like they acted provocatively on Sunday. As Caitlin Johnstone says, Newsweek is now telling us a literal spy who is writing for Newsweek. Because now we have these people out there who are, you have to understand how deep this is, folks. As I pointed out, we have DARPA, we have the CIA who funded and created these internet companies. It was all a rope-a-dope. Come on in. Everything is free. Oh, is everybody in now? Okay, shut the gates. Turn on the gas. It was all a rope-a-dope from the very beginning. Yeah, we can use it. And we've had the capability to get information out there. I think we've got more stuff out there than they ever intended us to get out. And we're not done. We're going to have an alternative internet. We're going to have other freedom structures that are going to be coming up. And we're going to continue to expose their information. We're not going to stop. This isn't over. They haven't won. But they are working to shut these things down. And they're bringing in people like Brennan and Clapper as consultants on mainstream media. This guy on Newsweek that Caitlin Johnson talks about, this literal spy. His name is Jamali. He is currently a reserve intelligence officer for the U.S. Navy. He is a former FBI asset, a double agent. He also has, like many others, intelligence community insiders at MSNBC, all these contributors there. He's a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute, a think tank, as she points out, that has featured many prominent neoconservative war whores like Don and Frederick Kagan, Max Boot, James Woolsey. And this guy is literally telling us in Newsweek that prosecuting Assange is essential for restoring our national security. And it begins with a sentence, "Full disclosure, I am not a fan of Julian Assange or WikiLeaks." As she points out, it doesn't get any better from there. He basically has two arguments. The first being that since Julian Assange is not a journalist, well, who says that? Do we have licenses for journalists now? Is what WikiLeaks did in terms of putting information, you know, the information that was obtained about Hillary Clinton's ownership and dirty politics inside the DNC that would have gotten everybody so upset in the Democrat Party. That information that I believe was put out there by Bernie Sanders supporter to blow the whistle on her, that information was not classified. That was not a violation of national security to tell the dirt about Hillary Clinton in her inside politics game and how she bought the party. That is not a violation of national security. What she did with her private server is a violation of national security. That's not being investigated. But we got this big folderol about, oh, well, you know, maybe the Russians got that information about Hillary Clinton's dirty dealings inside the DNC. So what if they did? It's not classified information. They wanted it secret, but it's not classified. It's not a national security. Hillary Clinton's Machiavellian politics is not national security. And neither are John Podesta's emails. None of that is national security. But the stuff that she leaked out that resulted in the death of Chinese agents of the CIA, that was national security. She's not answering for any of those felonies. That's not being investigated. And so what Julian Assange did was not equivalent, really, to what you had with the Pentagon Papers. When the Pentagon Papers were put out there, that was classified information. It was put out there. And that classified information was published by the Washington Post and the New York Times. And they did not come after them because we have freedom of the press. They were going to go after Daniel Ellsberg, the guy who published that information. He was not prosecuted on a technicality. But the principle has always been that they can come after the person who releases the information. But once that information has been released into the public, anybody who prints that information will not be punished. And if you now accept that with Julian Assange, you have now destroyed freedom of the press. And you have now set up essentially martial law for the military-industrial complex in the deep state, which is exactly what they want. And so they say this spy, Jamali, who's writing for Newsweek, says Julian Assange is not a journalist. Yes, he is. He tells us information that these people who lie to us all the time don't want us to know. So he must be silenced. They say that, well, we'll talk about this when we come back. Got to take a break. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight. We'll talk more about Julian Assange, and we'll talk a little bit about the Inquisition of Torquia Muller. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze, air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at loss leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. A little bit more to say about Julian Assange and the moves against him, which I think are absolutely deplorable. Absolutely deplorable. And it is a threat to our free speech. You have to understand that. Whether or not you agree with Julian Assange, whether or not you think you have a right to know what our government is doing, what it is concealing from people, maybe you don't. Whether or not you agree with me or with Alex Jones or anybody else, the test of your embrace of the principle of free speech is to say that it exists for people that you disagree with. If you only support free speech for the people that you agree with, you don't support any free speech. By definition. And so when you have people like this Newsweek shill out there, saying that it's a good thing, we should not have organizations like WikiLeaks who have never lied to us exist. They should be arrested. They should be driven out of existence. At the say-so of organizations that have done nothing but lie to us, like the CIA and the U.S. military and the U.S. government and the British government and all the rest of these governments, Russia included. Governments, you know, it's interesting. Governments will tell you the truth about things in your country. Foreigners will tell you the truth about things in your country, but they won't tell you the truth about things in their country. I would never believe anything that RT says about what's going on in Russia. They put a nice face on that. But when it comes to what's going on here in the U.S., they're pretty clear-eyed about it because they don't have anybody they have to impress. The key thing you have to watch out for, folks, and this, I'm talking to every single one of you right now on social media, because you have to make this decision now that is something that is always at the forefront of any journalist and his integrity. Will you sacrifice your integrity? Will you play along to get along so that you'll be able to maintain access? It's very important for me to be able to maintain access. So there's certain things that I won't say if I work for Fox News about Republicans. If I work for CNN, there's certain things that I won't say about Democrats. And of course, if I work for CNN, I'll tell lies about President Trump so that I can maintain access to those Democrat politicians. And the vice versa is true with Fox News, so they can maintain access to those Republican politicians. And that is the essence of it. Are you going to sell out for money? Are you going to sell out for access? Now, nobody's paying you anything to be on social media for the most part, most of you. But as you look at these new rules that are being put out, like yesterday, dead naming and so forth, you have to make a decision. Am I going to control my speech? Am I going to put guards on what I have to say, so that I can continue to share articles or to speak about other issues? And there's certain topics now, like transgender, the transgender agenda, that I'm not going to talk about because I know that trans Twitter will shut me down, because that is their principal issue right now. So don't talk about that, because if you do, they'll shut you down. So I'll leave that alone. I'm not going to go out there and agree with them on that issue, but I will remain silent on that issue. That, folks, is the issue that is always before journalists. And now you experience that issue on social media. Will you self-censor yourself so that you can maintain access to powerful people? So that you can maintain your platform. You've got a little platform there with your social media account. Will you kowtow to the speech codes so that you can maintain your platform, whatever it is? 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people, 1,000,000 people? Will you play by their rules, or will you tell the truth, regardless of which way it cuts? That's the decision before you right now. That's the decision that has always been put before journalists. And the bottom line is that WikiLeaks has always told us the truth. And now Julian Assange and WikiLeaks are about to pay the price for that. And it is absolutely reprehensible. So you got prosecutors in Alexandria, Virginia, that are asking the court to deny disclosure requested by a journalist group after they said they had an unintentional leak. I don't know if that was unintentional or not, or if they're firing a warning shot across the bow, an intimidation, whatever it is. I mean, they play so many different games, you can't tell what these people are up to. And remember that, as John Kiriakou said last week, even the Obama administration decided that they would not move forward with prosecution of Julian Assange. You understand how these things are escalating? The Bush administration would not prosecute John Kiriakou for blowing the whistle on CIA torture, but the Obama administration did. Things that the Bush administration would not do, and they did a lot of stuff that was in violation of the Constitution, free speech, and other basic fundamental rights and due processes that we have. But Obama went further. Obama prosecuted more whistleblowers and journalists like James Risen and James Rosen than all the other presidents before him over the last 100 years since they passed the 1917 Espionage Act, than all the other presidents combined over the last 100 years. And yet, the Obama administration decided that they would not come after Julian Assange. And as Julian Assange released documents, not classified documents, but released documents about Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and others, Trump said, "I love WikiLeaks." But then when he became president, his CIA director, Pompeo, said that WikiLeaks was a foreign hostile intelligence service and an adversary to the U.S. government. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that the arrest of Julian Assange was one of his priorities. That and arresting all you people who smoke pot. Goodbye, Jeff. Glad you're out of there. But what is going to happen now? I really don't know. President Trump needs to stand up and do the right thing for freedom of the press. Freedom of the press is more important than President Trump. It's our basic rights and liberties. Now, it would also, if he were to do the right thing about freedom of the press, it would also help him. And then people would say, oh, that's a reason to impeach him. Let's have that fight. I think that you would be in a stronger position, President Trump, if you would stand up and do the right thing, if you would take the high road and defend our God-given rights that are enshrined in the Constitution. And quite frankly, if they're going to take you down, let it be for a good reason. That you stood up for the Bill of Rights and for free speech and free press. And you took these monsters on in the military-industrial complex. Because they'll take you down one way or the other if you don't stand up to them. It's the same thing that happens when people compromise their principles for access. Don't compromise our Bill of Rights to remain president. Because whatever good you may do will be undone by your compromises. That's always the compromising road. Now, President Trump is talking about how, in a tweet, he's just kind of talking out loud, I guess. I don't know. Saying CNN has a powerful voice portraying the U.S. in an unfair and false way outside the U.S. He says something has to be done, including the possibility of the U.S. starting our own worldwide network to show the world the way we really are. And that's great. Well, let's understand President Trump. I don't really know if he's serious. I don't know if is he talking about kicking around an idea that we would have the U.S. government have a media organization? Well, yeah, we've tried that. It's called Voice of America. It's called Radio Free Europe. Again, those are propaganda organizations. They told the truth about Stalin and Russia and other organizations. You know, there's two different types of propaganda. You have white propaganda where you tell the truth about things that are not favorable to that country. Black propaganda is when you tell outright lies like CNN in order to get your agenda. But we had prohibitions against these government organizations, these government press organizations functioning here in the United States. The right way to proceed with this is not with more government organizations, but with a free market. That's why we have the free press and free speech. Support that, President Trump. A vibrant free marketplace. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block.
we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got a lot to talk about still today. I want to talk about the death of cars here in America as we have GM talking about closing factories. What is behind that? Is it President Trump's tariffs? That's what everybody's saying. No. There is a much larger context to that. As I spoke to Eric Peters yesterday, and he's got an update today, the fuel riots, and he talks about fuel riots, the Paris preview, because fuel riots are going to be happening elsewhere as well. Macron is just taking the lead right now on the globalist agenda, and he is trying to impose a kind of energy starvation on France. He's not just shutting down folks' carbon-based fuels, as they like to refer to them, fossil fuels, as they like to refer to them. I don't even believe that they're fossil fuels. I don't believe that there's only so much oil in the ground. And sooner or later, there won't be none around, as Tower Power used to say. Can't cut loose without that juice, but it's not a shortage. I've shown many times on broadcasts magazines that I saved from 1979 because I was rolling on the floor laughing when they were printed. They were telling people that we had reached peak oil and that we're going to be out of oil by the mid-80s. Going to be out of oil by the mid-80s. No, we are drowning in it. They have found lots more oil. We were going to be out of oil and we're going to be out of natural gas not long after that. I've shown the magazine covers. I've shown the charts and the times that they laid it out there. Now, of course, when it came to coal, They said, well, you know, we've got at least 500 years of coal. And that's probably a very, very conservative estimate as well. Because we didn't run out of oil in the 80s or natural gas in the 90s. And we aren't going to run out of coal in another 500 years. But they went after coal first because we had so much of it. And now that we got a lot of this other fuel, they're trying to come up with other imaginary problems to shut this down. All of this stuff about global warming and climate change wasn't on the radar at that point in time. They're telling us we're coming up to global cooling and so forth. And so we're going to break that down, what's going on with that. We're also going to talk about the trans Americans. I think we need to refer to these people coming over the border not as Hondurans and certainly not as a caravan. That is a term that was created by the mainstream media to make it sound fun and festive and harmless and so forth. It's not harmless. It's an invasion. But, you know, we can't call them invaders because that's hateful to call them invaders, even though they are. And if these people identify as Americans, then they are Americans, right? Because, you know, you can have a transgender guy say, I'm a woman, and he's instantly a woman. And if you say otherwise, you get censored by Twitter. And so, you know, this, as I pointed out, this guy can then go on to say at a later date, I'm not Joe, I'm Fido, I'm a dog now. I'm a mog, I'm my own best friend, half man, half dog. No, he's fully dog in his mind. And we have to embrace his insanity. And if we don't, we will face the speech police in this brave new world that they've created for us, this Kafkaesque world of social media. And I spent the first half hour of, first hour of this program, maybe an hour and a half, talking about where this all came from. This all was imposed on us by the military industrial complex, by NATO, by the Atlantic Council, by DARPA, and all these, the usual suspects, folks. The people who put us in every kind of war have now brought war home to us in the form of an information war. So I think if these people who are Hondurans by birth, if they identify as Americans, they are Americans, right? So we'll have to call them trans-Americans. And if we were to call them Hondurans, that would be dead-naming. Because they don't identify as Hondurans anymore. And we got to pretend that they are whatever they imagine themselves to be. If they're unicorns, if they say they're unicorns, then they're unicorns. Who am I to say otherwise? Because I'll be punished by Jack Dorsey and by Mark Zuckerberg. And by Google, especially Google. Before we get into that, we're going to talk also about news about Adam and Eve. They're back in the news. The fig leaf has just come off of evolution, folks. And we'll talk about that later in the broadcast. It was a great article that came out over the weekend. It has a lot to do, I think. There's a lot of parallels to the national debt. And I'll tell you how those two things are connected, at least in my mind, coming up. So stay tuned. I'll tell you how Adam and Eve, the national debt, and evolution are all connected together. I want to tell you first, though, about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what keeps this program going. We have our Black Friday InfoWars store sale. We have free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points store-wide. Those are our reward. That's our reward program there. And we have up to 75% off store-wide along with free shipping and Patriot points. We have things sorted for your gifting. We have things broken down, gifts under $25, under $50, under $100, gifts for him, for her, stocking stuffers, and so forth. We have all supplements, 50% off. Storable food, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 40% off. That's the Alexa Pure Air Freshener, a great product. I love it. We use it in my home. Silent, attractive, very efficient in terms of clearing the air. We also have the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system, the big one, the gravity feed water filtration system from Alexa Pure Pro. Now 49% off. That's $123 savings, just $127 for a way to proactively protect your health and your family's health by making sure that you have pure water. Again, up to 75% off selected items store-wide, plus free shipping store-wide, plus double Patriot points store-wide. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. For our Black Friday specials. Two more things I want to say before we go to break about free speech. I've talked about Jesse Kelly. He was a guy, a Iraq war veteran. He is a GOP congressional candidate. He came within 1% of winning, and he's run twice. One of those times he came within 1% of winning. And he was censored by Twitter, and no reason was given. I talked about that. Now, he went on with Tucker Carlson last night. He said this. He said, if we don't stop the, if Twitter doesn't stop the bans, pretty soon Twitter is going to be nothing but two feminists fighting because one of them accidentally got a boyfriend. That's the best quote I've heard. Two feminists fighting because one accidentally got a boyfriend. That's what Twitter is going to become. And he said, this was something that was easy to ignore when it was Alex Jones. Oh, was it? Yeah, I noticed a lot of people ignored it. A lot of people cheered it. Actually, I thought it was very dangerous because Alex has a very, very high profile. I mean, it was a worldwide story. It was not easy to ignore the fact that Alex Jones had been censored. The only person who pretended that he didn't know was Marco Rubio. And a month after, when I spoke at a conference with Steve Quayle, and I was there speaking, I met a guy who was spoke only Spanish. He was an archaeologist that was there about to do an exhibition or expedition, I should say, not an exhibition, but an expedition, archaeological expedition, with Tim Alberino, who was also speaking at the conference. It was a transhumanist conference. And when Tim introduced me to this archaeologist from Spain, he said, InfoWars, Alex Jones. I go, oh, CeCe, I know that. Yeah, he doesn't speak anything else, but he's in Spain. He doesn't speak English. But I knew about Alex Jones, but of course, Marco Rubio didn't know about it. So it was not, I'm sorry, Jesse Kelly, I disagree with you on this. It was not easy to ignore Alex Jones. It was a very dangerous precedent that was being set. They were desperate to do it because of the influence of Alex Jones. Now they have done it to Laura Loomer. He said, oh, well, it's easy to ignore when they did it to Laura Loomer. No, not really. I mean, this is essentially Pastor Martin Niemöller's quote. First they came for this group, then they came for that group. I didn't do anything for those groups because I wasn't part of them, and they came for some more groups, and then they came for me, and there was nobody left to help me. I didn't fight because I wasn't a part of those groups. Oh, I didn't fight for Alex Jones because I disagree with him on this issue. I didn't fight for Laura Loomer because I disagree with her on that issue. Or like James Wood said, the awful Alex Jones. Well, you know, set up a presence. The awful Alex Jones. I guess maybe James Wood should actually see Alex Jones. He should actually listen to this broadcast and Alex's broadcast and see what we actually have to say instead of taking CNN's word for it. It's like, come on, James. James Wood, you take the word of CNN about Alex Jones when you don't take their word on anything else. You think for yourself on everything else. Think for yourself when it comes to Alex Jones and InfoWars. Anyway, so some of us smartly warned that you should not do this, that it's not good. Either you believe in free speech or you don't believe in free speech. But the truth is that a lot of people don't believe in free speech. A lot of people on the conservative side claim that they believe in free speech, but they would happily ban leftist voices if they could. Yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. You don't support free speech if you support the banning of people you disagree with. Whatever. As President Trump looks at this and says, well, we need to have a worldwide network to show how great the U.S. is. Show how great the U.S. is by establishing free speech. By enforcing the Supreme Court decision, President Trump, in 1946, that if it is a public square, they can't censor it, even if it's privately owned. That's been decided.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. 127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at Loss Leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar, get great products, get your Christmas shopping done early, and battle the globalists, a total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, there were a couple of articles on the Drudge Report today that immediately screamed out to me, soft kill. Soft kill. Population reduction. An aging America. A report from Daily Mail. That was on the Drudge Report. Aging America. Old people will outnumber children for the first time in the country's history by 2030. 2030, there's that number again. The favorite number of the globalists. That's when they have their agenda put in place. By 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. And one in every five Americans will be retirement age. Deaths will rise substantially. The non-Hispanic white alone population is projected to shrink to 179 million. The Bureau did not reveal when white Americans will fall below half of the population. This is a demographic trend that has been in place. It's part of one of the reasons that this is happening. It's not simply societal. It's not simply a, we've been told all of our lives, well, this is just people putting off their childbearing, that women have got a career, men have got a career, they don't want to have children right away. So they put it off till they're older, they don't have as many children, or they find that it's more difficult to have children at that point in time. But there's other issues as well. Yes, there are societal issues. A big part of this, of course, is this engineered war between men and women that is being pushed so hard now by social media. The idea that there isn't even such a thing as male or female. We've got to get rid of the genders. Celine Dion is going to help us with that. She's going to cast her black magic fairy dust all over our children, and all their genders are going to disappear. There will be no more pink and blue. There will simply be black and white babies, the gray babies, with the black demons that are popping up out of the cribs that she put in her video, celebrating her black magic, her new product line, new order shirts for a new world, a new world order shirt. put your order in right now to get your satanic New World Order agenda there. But we've seen Spermageddon as well. And all of the memes that are out there about Alex Jones, you know, it's kind of funny how they used Megyn Kelly as the forefront to come after Alex, and now they've discarded her. Using Sandy Hook and so forth, the lies that they've told about Alex with Sandy Hook. They don't even mention 9/11. I wonder why they don't talk about that. Oh, it might be because all the stuff we said about 9/11 is really kind of coming true right now, right? When you say it's an inside job that CIA, the Saudis were working with us, and there's absolutely no possible way. There's been so much evidence out. They really don't want to have that fight. So they want to disagree with us over our questioning of whether or not what they were telling us was true about one of these mass shooting events. So we're not allowed to ask questions. Don't ask questions. They're divisive. They're hateful. You must be shut down for that. And we got one incident now that defines us, according to the mainstream media. I guess that's why James Woods says the awful InfoWars. But we also know that there is, the other thing they talk about is gay frogs, right? Well, it's the hormones that they release into our water supply and so forth. And we can see the effect of that in aquatic life. You can see the effect of both hormones and also of SSRIs that are released and accumulating because they don't get filtered out by the industrial filters that the municipal water filter supplies. And so we have all that stuff, and you've got not just economic and societal, you know, career decisions that people are making, but you've also got sperm rates that are collapsing. People aren't having any kids, so the UN comes in 17, 18 years ago and says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure that you've got retirement. So we're going to bring in third world people from, to pay for your retirement. More workers, because it's essentially a Ponzi scheme. And if you think these people from the third world, from Honduras or whatever, are coming in here so they can pay for your Social Security retirement, you really are a fool. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk in a little bit about a true SHTF scenario. Actually, it's SHTF surveillance. When the excrement hits the fan, as they say. Yeah, I remember back in the mid-2000s, we had George Bush had his Secret Service entourage would go around and they would collect his excrement because that could not be allowed to fall into the hands of foreign spies who would sift through it and do some kind of a test, I guess, to find out what kind of drugs this guy was on from the CIA. I don't know why they would do that, but that actually, that actually was something that happened 2006, I think it was. Kim Jong-un does that as well. But, you know, you're not allowed to do that. We're going to now have a toilet that will analyze your excrement, all for your own good, of course, but not for your privacy. We'll talk about that and some other privacy issues coming up. We'll also talk about Adam and Eve, and we'll talk about the trans-Americans, updates to the invasion. But let's talk first about the death of cars. Because we had some news today about General Motors. Let's put this in context, though. Let's understand the beard that is being used to destroy our private transportation and our freedom of movement. And I think nobody says it better than Phil Mudd, CIA propagandist. Remember, it was the CIA that was pushing the idea of peak oil. We're all going to be out of oil by the mid-80s and so forth and so on. There's only so many dinosaurs in the ground. You had Tower Power to a story about that as well. And now we still have them pushing that. We still got people who worked for the CIA, chills like Phil Mudd, on the CIA network, CNN. And he's telling us that we've got to be careful. You know, we got to stop eating meat. We've got to stop having cars. And, you know, it's even more immediate for Phil Mudd because he says, if you eat hamburgers at lunch, you're going to die. Here's the fake news network, CNN, and Phil Mudd.
Sure. If you look at people in my world talking about things like climate change, they talk about things like changing weather patterns, believe it or not, a national security issue, because that has to do with water in places like the Middle East. Water is an issue that people go to war over. But yeah, this is pretty simple. I think we're debating this. This is a leadership issue. Tens of millions of Americans will wake up today and eat hamburgers for lunch. That's going to kill them. People don't focus on the long term. They focus on the short term. There's a parallel here. The president comes into office and says we're withdrawing from climate change and we're investing in coal. That's going to kill us. Unless we get leadership that says we've got to take short-term pain for long-term gain, which is something Americans don't do when they eat hamburgers, we're not going to win this one.
Let me tell you something. Investing in domestic energy production, owning a private car, is as good for you as eating a hamburger. I can't believe that he's going to use that analogy to try to throw President Trump under the bus. You know, President Trump out there creating domestic energy. That's going to kill us just like eating a hamburger will kill you. I don't know where he eats, but I've got a lot of really good hamburger joints here in Austin. And I live on the dangerous side. Yes, I may very well have a hamburger later today. But I will not be watching CNN, except little snippets of it. But this is all being used, folks, to push an agenda of electric cars, as I talked about yesterday with Eric Peters. He's got a great follow-up to what we talked about yesterday, talking about what's going on in France and really kind of laying it out as how the fuel riots are coming to us as well, because it's all part of this agenda. They use the... There we go. There's President Trump and there's a little fat man. And actually, I think President Trump's got a bigger burger than the little fat man does. So go figure. Nevertheless, we have an agenda to limit your movement that is coming from the United Nations. They want to confine you to the cities. They want to restrict your movement, restrict your speech, take away your ability to defend yourself. These are things that are coming from the globalists. They want to take away your economy. They want to control your economy. They want to reduce the first world countries to third world status. And they want to homogenize everything in the world. They're not multiculturalists. They want to reduce everybody to slave status, confine us and control us. And so they want to take away the cars that have given us freedom and mobility, not just in America, but in France and other places as well. And they have to have a reason to do that. And so the reason that they have invented is environmentalism. You know, they would tell us about global warming. It is, as I've said many times, it is like a watermelon. I'm not the one who came up with the analogy. It's a thin veneer of green on the outside and thoroughly red, thoroughly Marxist on the inside. Remember, red was always the color of Marxism. If you want to buy into that and start calling yourself red because the media has told you that you're red because you're a Republican, again, you're letting them define the terms of the debate, define the labels. That's how they win the discussions. That's how they disguise who they truly are, although they don't really care anymore. They are now openly embracing socialism, Marxism. They might, who knows, embrace the color red. They might just one day flip it because they did that deliberately. They could flip it back and say, now we're the reds and you're the blues. But it's a thin veneer of, it's watermelon environmentalism. I guess we could call it environmelonism. But that's what they're pushing the electric cars with. And the electric cars are nothing other than a tactic to control you, like universal basic income. I was absolutely amazed. Yesterday, I turn on my car, and whatever station it was on, I heard somebody I've never heard of before that was supposed to be some kind of a person helping you with your personal finances, just waxing on and on about how universal basic income was just this great thing, and we all needed to have it. It is the ultimate socialism and communism. Put us all on an allowance. It's absolute insanity. You know, why is it? I saw a headline today. Why is it that the left thinks that they fight for $15 and they think that $15 is enough? I'm sorry, $15 an hour isn't what you should aspire to. You ought to set your sights higher than that. And if you're going to set your sights higher, then why not mandate yourself $1 million a year salary? And you talk about that, that illustrates the folly of minimum wage. Of course, you can't mandate yourself $1 million salary, but of course you could mandate yourself a $15. No, you can't do that either. because eventually that $15 isn't going to be worth $15, or you're not going to have a job or other consequences that happen in the real world. But back to environmentalism. About 16 million Britons can't afford electric cars, reports the Daily Mail. And that's before the government slashed subsidies in October. They said 44% of UK drivers can't afford a new electric car. They're not cheap. They're not efficient. They don't last. They don't have much of a range. And on and on and on. Oh, but we will subsidize them. It said electric cars are £1,000 more expensive to buy than they were after they removed this incentive. And so now people aren't going to be able to. I mean, where did the incentive come from? Magic fairy dust? No, it came from taxes. They robbed Peter so that Paul can ride an electric car. And guess what? Paul, who can afford the electric car with the subsidy, is a wealthy individual. And he's robbing Peter, who doesn't have as much money and can't afford that car even with the subsidy. 6 years ago, we had Barack Obama promise that he was going to buy a Chevy Volt. Well, now he has missed his window. Here's Barack Obama bragging as he's talking to the United Auto Workers, bragging about how he had subsidized the Chevy Volt.
Let's play GM's Hamtramck plant in Detroit. Yeah. Where I got to get inside a brand new Chevy Volt fresh off the line, even though Secret Service wouldn't let me drive it.
They know but something
I like
we
sitting
don't.
In it. It was nice. I'll bet it drives real good. And 5 years from now, when I'm not president anymore, I'll buy one and drive it myself.
Another one of his failed promises. He never did. You know, unlike the people in the UK, Obama really could afford that because he has been richly rewarded, this community organizer, richly rewarded. He's now on his way to becoming a billionaire. But even as a billionaire, even with subsidies, even Barack Obama decided that he didn't want one of these pieces of junk.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos at InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in General Motors. People are laying this closure at the feet of Trump, saying it's the Trump tariffs. It's made it impossible for them to do this, or they say it is NAFTA 2.0. It's Trump that is causing this to happen. No, it isn't. It is the automobile companies conforming to a UN agenda. They don't want to manufacture cars anymore. And it's also corporate average fuel economy mandates from the Obama administration that are going to make it impossible for them to sell cars within about 5 years or so. It was 6 years ago, as I just played for you, that Obama was bragging to United Auto Workers about the Chevy Volt, their little electric car, compact electric car. Two things that people don't want. They don't want compact cars and they don't want electric cars. Everybody wants SUVs. They want trucks. And for the time being, you're going to be able to get those here in the United States. But that day is coming to a rapid close because even though Ford and GM, very profitable right now, very profitable, but they are terminating automobile production. And they are going to be continuing to sell SUVs and trucks, but they will be terminating SUVs and trucks before long because of other government mandates. And because the government wants them to sell limited range electric cars, and they are more than happy to rent vehicles to you. They are more than happy to replace Uber and Lyft and have that concession granted to them, that kind of duopoly status granted to them by the federal government, just as they helped them with the bailout. You know, it was Barack Obama who was there bragging about that because he saw the Chevy Volt and the Chevy Cruze as the triumphs of his bailout. Triumphs. That's a good way. As the now extinct British sports car. I had one of those once upon a time. I did have a Triumph and they're now gone. And so I guess we could say that these subsidies, these bailouts really are Obama triumphs, as in British Leyland. But anyway, he said, I think this is really great. I said in it, the Secret Service wouldn't let me drive. Well, guess what? Your secret government isn't going to let you drive one of these electric cars in the future. They're going to have you driven around in them by a computer that will track and report your every movement to them and tax your every movement and share the revenue as well as the data. The revenue will be shared with the corporations who are compliant with the government, and the corporations who are compliant with the government will share the information about you in exchange for that duopoly. As they point out on Breitbart, the Volt and the Cruise were two of the signature achievements of the partnership between the Obama administration and GM following the auto industry bailout. And of course, even at that time, General Motors, even though we think of it as an American company, most of their, well over half of their products, half of their sales were abroad, not here, domestic. And they don't really care about domestic production here. They are a multinational corporation. And about three quarters of their business now is abroad. They're a lot more concerned about pleasing China and President Xi than they are about pleasing President Trump. The difficulty, however, is that the Chinese, part of the Chinese price is that they will steal your intellectual property. That's part of their business plan. Slave labor, stealing intellectual property, currency manipulation, all these different, those are all part of the China price. But I digress. Let's move on with the car of the future, as President Obama described it. The car of the future 6 years ago is now the car of the past. Now, I don't celebrate this because I don't like to see cars disappearing. You know, quite frankly, if you want to buy a Chevy Volt, obviously nobody wanted to. People want big vehicles like SUVs and trucks. They want big cars, big things, so they can put lots of stuff in it. They want big engines. They want it to be high and so forth. You know, I understand that's what most people want. I know that the stuff that I like is going by the wayside. I like cars that are low. I like cars that are small. I like cars that are fast and nimble. They're not making many of those anymore, and they're going to stop making them altogether. So it's time to look at classic cars. it's going to be the point, and we've seen all these different automobile enthusiast magazines, if there are any automobile enthusiasts out there anymore. All the automobile enthusiast magazines are now saying, well, what's going to be like when the last cars are made and you can no longer own cars? Well, they said it would be like, you know, the rich people. They have their airplanes. They have their horses. They go to particular places and ride their horses and, you know, do the steeplechase stuff or whatever. Cutting horses, whatever they do, their horse thing. It's a hobby for them. They don't use the horse as basic transportation anymore. It's a hobby. It's for fun. And so cars will become a plaything of the rich. And the rest of us will be riding around in little electric shopping carts. Spare me. I'm so glad that I'm as old as I am and I won't have to live with this much. But it's going to be in, if I live any regular life expectancy, this is going to hit me as well. And that's what you need to understand. And even if you're an old geezer like me, it's going to affect your freedom. And I don't want to see this happen to my children. I don't want to see their freedom curtailed. They point out the Volt was a very high-priced electric car, heavily subsidized by the government, with both federal and state subsidies. And they were cars that Americans did not want. That's the key thing. They couldn't compete in the free marketplace. Obama once described the manufacture of these cars as the jobs of the future. That's the jobs of the future making the cars of the future. And now the jobs and the cars are now gone because GM is cutting the jobs and the cars. They said today that they're ending production next year at five of its plants, including its last remaining plant in Detroit and its Lordstown plant in Ohio. The reasons? They largely make sedans, which U.S. car buyers are increasingly rejecting in favor of SUVs. And then they go on to say on Forbes, and it's Trump tariffs that are creating headwinds and higher costs for the automakers. No, it is the bigger context of the globalist agenda. We have to stop all internal combustion engines, and we'll do it by any means necessary. Arbitrary increasing of the price of cars, arbitrarily increasing the fuel economy mandates, arbitrarily increasing the fuel taxes, as Macron is doing in France. We'll do all those things to price you out of the car. And if we don't want human drivers, we'll make it impossible for you to be able to afford to do that by using insurance rates. They say also on the chopping block is a parts plant in Maryland, a transmission plant in suburban Detroit. They're not going to need transmissions anymore, right? You got a motor at each wheel and you've got electric wires. And the only reason that the big automobile manufacturers are allowing this, because it's very easy for anybody to make that kind of car. Electric cars are not hard to make. The automobile companies love all the safety mandates, because they're such a barrier to competition for new car companies like the Elio or whatever. But if you can comply with that, you still faced an uphill battle on engine design and so forth. They made it incredibly complex, so complex with all the emission standards. They loved that because it was a really, really high bar. They cut off all of the rungs of the ladder, so you're not going to have a Tucker come up. You're not going to have a DeLorean come up. You're not going to have any of that kind of stuff coming up. But they could once they moved to electric cars. That's why they don't want to manufacture cars. They want to be the monopoly renters of those cars for their business purposes. But there's a UN agenda behind it.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. Monday through next Sunday, we are bringing back the biggest sales in our history. Black Friday InfoWars store sale, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on storable food, super high quality. That is huge. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. $127 or 49% off Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, now at 40% off. That's right at loss leader, again, to get rid of inventory. So take advantage of that. It's an amazing system. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to defund us. So I said everything must go by the end of the year so that we're at least have the cash to continue operating for a while. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support the InfoWar. Get great products. Get your Christmas shopping done early and battle the globalists. A total 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, we're not just saying free speech die. We're not just saying the free press die. As Jonathan Tepper writes at Bloomberg, we are seeing competition dying. That's a big part of what's going on with the crackdown on the free press and free speech. It's anti-competitive. And yes, we should take a look and come after these people with antitrust laws and so forth. The real solution is to understand that these are public squares. That is their business model. It clearly is a public square. Jack Dorsey has said that Twitter is a public square at least 8 times in public. And we have a Supreme Court decision. We're told all the time these Supreme Court decisions are immutable law. Well, let's see them enforce this one from 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, where you had a company that owned an entire town told a Jehovah's Witness she couldn't hand out literature. The Supreme Court said, no, she can. If she's handing it out in the public square, if the public square is privately owned, she still has free speech there. That principle applies. And we don't have to have antitrust regulation. We don't need to have some long, drawn-out legal battle that will only be temporary in its results anywhere. I mean, it never, antitrust regulations never worked with Standard Oil. They're not going to work with Google, Facebook, Twitter either. But we could just come out and say, you know what? You're not going to censor people. Just that simple. You don't agree with them? You find their speech hateful? Too bad. The answer to bad speech is more speech. Make your case. You don't like peanuts? You don't like Charles Schulz peanuts because it's too white for you? Well, then create your own culture and shut up about somebody else's culture. You know, it's that type of thing. You don't like it? Make your own. Roll your own. That's really the answer. And we've already got a Supreme Court decision that would agree with the government. But, of course, the government is behind the censorship. That was what I was talking about the first half of the program. But as Jonathan Tepper and Bloomberg was saying, competition is dying and it's taking capitalism and free markets down with it. I prefer the term free markets to capitalism, frankly. And he gives this example. You know, we just had the busiest travel day of the year and Thanksgiving. A lot of people flew. How is that working out for you, America? You like what our airports and airplanes have turned into? I don't. I think it's absolute hell. It's degrading. It's like something from the former Soviet Union. It's disgusting to see this. I remember the 20th century when it was always upward and faster and more comfortable in terms of plane flight. And since September 11th, it has been spiraling down into this authoritarian hellhole that we now have, where everybody with a uniform, whether they're a pilot, a steward of the private organization, or if it's TSA with their blue gloves, everybody feels like they can boss you around like they're the postman in East Germany. And so he points out, April 2017, you remember this story from Chicago, the doctor, Dr. David Dow, he had escaped Saigon. He said, what they did to me, being dragged down the aisle of that United plane, was worse than anything that I'd experienced in terms of trying to get out of Vietnam. Absolutely degrading. A medical doctor. They said the flight's overbooked. Nobody wanted to give up their seats. They said, we're going to take your seat then. He said, no, I've got patients to see. He refused to leave. So they called the police on him. They drug him down the aisle. People took video of it. He's saying, this is wrong. Look at what you did to him, said other people. It went viral. We all saw it, right? Remember that? Flying the friendly skies. As he points out, Tepper, he said, years ago, a public relations disaster like this would have caused United's stock to tumble, but it quickly recovered. Financial analysts agreed it would have absolutely no effect on the airline. Why? Why? As one person pointed out with a headline, airlines can treat you like garbage because they are an oligopoly. Can't say that word. They're oligarchs. It's an oligopoly. Oligopoly. Sorry. Eventually get there. It's an oligopoly. Ruled by the few. They have them not. That's what they're going to create with ground transportation. And all the intrusions and the Stasi treatment that you get from the TSA, that's all going to be there on ground transportation as well. They'll be able to treat you like garbage because it'll be an oligopoly. And as he points out, the analysts were right. The American skies have gone from an open market with many competing airlines to a cozy little oligopoly with four major airlines. Competition may be the essence of capitalism, but it is dying. Why? Because we have these companies who get favors from the government and subsidies from the government. Companies like GM, who are now saying, so long, thanks for the money, thanks for all the fish, as the dolphins and said as they left the Earth in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, so long and thanks for the fish. That's what GM is basically saying to us right now. Thanks for all the subsidies, we're out of here. They're going to cut 15% of their global workforce. They're going to save $6 billion in annual costs. And it is not President Trump's tariffs. It's not President Trump's renegotiation of NAFTA. This is what it really is. They eventually get to it in the article from Forbes. They say that companies like GM and Ford, even though they're very profitable right now, they're looking at sales falling. Why? Because there's a big decline in new vehicle ownership among consumers between 20 and 32. The millennials can't afford a car. They've made sure of that. They make it very difficult for kids to get licenses today. They made cars very, very expensive, insurance very, very expensive. So people start driving later. They have destroyed the car culture, just like they, you know, the Second Amendment is really dependent on a vibrant gun culture. Well, your freedom to move around is dependent on a vibrant car culture. They've mandated costs. They've mandated regulations to get the millennial generation out of cars and playing with video games. And they also point out GM, like other car companies, is readying their operations and their employee headcount for a rise in mobility usage. Rather than selling cars and having people own vehicles, they're going to become Uber and Lyft. They're going to increase moves to the city centers where consumers don't want vehicles. This is exactly what I've been telling you all this time. This is about confining you to the cities. It's part of the smart cities agenda. Burgeoning businesses around autonomous driving fleets that'll have costs competitive with car ownership. We are right-sizing the capacities for the realities of the marketplace. And so when President Trump thinks that he's going to bring back smokestack manufacturing, he doesn't understand the larger context, or at least he's not reacting to it if he does understand it. He doesn't understand this is being driven by a UN agenda. And these people are responding to the CAFE mandates, the corporate average fuel economy mandates of the Obama administration. They're responding to the safety mandates. They are not designing cars anymore, 5 or 6 years down the road. And they are redesigning their car companies as well, downsizing them, turning into Uber and Lyft. And what do we have on the other side? We got people like Elon Musk who want to pretend that they are car manufacturers, subsidized garbage, cars made by programmers, repair hell, Tesla owner waited 9 months on a body shop, and all Musk can talk about is going to Mars. That's because he's no earthly good. He is the poster child for the death of competition and how you can get away with that by slick PR management. And so, Eric Peters follows up on the fuel riots. He came up with some numbers. He said, actually, adjusted for inflation, the cost of gas is less now than it was back in 1965. He said, in spite of the ultra-low sulfur mandates from the government, diesel fuel is now about $2.60 a gallon. And if you took away the taxes, it would be about $2 a gallon. In France, though, they have jacked the price up not from $2 to $7 equivalent. Why is that? That is arbitrarily added taxes to make sure that people can't afford it. You can call it a hydrocarbon tax. You can call it a climate tax. You can call it a carbon tax. You can call it any kind of tax you want. It's basically a tax on your freedom. And I like what Eric Peter called Macron. He called him the Beto O'Rourke of the French country, of the French. That's exactly what he is. All of this stuff. Even, you know, the Department of Energy was justified on the nonsense of peak oil. You know, that agency that Rick Perry was going to get rid of until they said, you can be head of it. And he goes, okay, never mind, we'll keep it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
About Adam and Eve and how it relates to DNA and Chinese designer babies in just a moment. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Cyber Monday sale that we have through this week. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. That's our reward program for people who buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. So you get double Patriot points as well as free shipping. And we have all InfoWars Life supplements 50% off, all storable food 50% off. And again, that storable food is non-GMO. You can store it for 25 years. It's got the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Even after you open it, you can reseal it for a few days after that. But it'll last for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO food. We also have sections for gifts. We have discounts up to 75% off, and we have gifts categorized as those under $25, under $50, under $100, gifts for him, gifts for her, stocking stuffers, a lot of preparedness products. And again, discounts up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, and double Patriot points. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com for your Cyber Monday savings, and we really do appreciate your support. Over the weekend, got a couple of stories hitting at that came out based on some research from the Rockefeller Institute and the University of Basel, Switzerland. And it stunned the evolutionary scientists. One of the scientists there, David Toller, a research associate at the University of Basel, said, this conclusion is very surprising. I fought against it as hard as I could. Well, why would he fight against the conclusion? Well, because he has a pre-drawn conclusion. He doesn't want to believe that everybody came from one man and one woman. While still holding to an old Earth, as WND reports it, these modern humans dating back to 100 to 200,000 years. Now, for them, that is a very young Earth, because they're always talking about millions or billions of years, as Carl Sagan puts it. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I've been talking about the $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon, talking about the $30 trillion that the Democrats want to put in there, Medicare for all. They have no idea where it's going to come, but that's no problem. We'll just, you know, once you start talking about trillions or even billions or even millions, nobody can really wrap their head around it. And so it's very much like the national debt. You know, you put this stuff out there and you tell people in college, you give them Keynesian economics and you tell them, well, here's macroeconomics. Now, see, if you've got microeconomics, where you've got a budget for yourself or for your family or for your business, you got to make sure that your expenditures don't exceed your income. But if it's a country, if we're talking about macroeconomics, then it doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of like, that's as silly as saying, you know, gravity only applies to small things, but if you get a giant mountain, it just floats. And so they put this nonsense out there. They say things like, well, it's just money that we all owe ourselves. No, it's money that we all owe the Federal Reserve or the Saudis or the Chinese government or anybody that buys our debt. It's not just money that we owe ourselves. But they're able to get people, it's almost like this hypnotic thing. You know, start talking about millions and billions and trillions. And they do the same thing with evolution. You know, they have a situation you've never seen, as some of the evolutionary scientists would say, hopeful monsters. You know, you have a couple of creatures, could be humans, could be animals. And they have some baby, and it's not like them. It's not reproduced after their kind. It's something different. But it's now a unique thing, and it is a hopeful monster. And somehow that singular thing is now going to find another singular thing like it, or interbreed with other things like it, and propagate this change along. Well, that doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. They haven't produced any examples of that. They got missing links and so forth. And so they don't have any evidence for that. So what do? They throw in, just like the economists do, they throw in astronomical numbers at you. And they say, okay, well, you've never seen this, and you may believe that it's got a zero chance of happening, but just imagine that we've got trillions of planets out there, or we've got millions and billions of years out there. Well, it's inevitable then, right? That's the same kind of hocus pocus the Pentagon uses, or Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez use against you. Your eyes just kind of glaze over. Oh, okay. Well, I got it. Now, let me tell you something that's even more basic than that. If there's a zero possibility of something happening, then you can multiply zero by a million, and what do you get? Zero. Multiply zero by a billion, you still get zero. Multiply it by any number, no matter how astronomical, it still winds up being a zero chance that you're going to have it. Now, they've got some hard evidence. You know, as you look at this story about the Chinese situation, the designer babies, that's going into DNA. What is DNA? Well, as the Daily Mail, when they reported this story, it said all humans descended from just two people, and a catastrophic event almost wiped out all species 100,000 years ago, say scientists. They call it a genetic barcode. That's the way Daily Mail describes DNA. The genetic barcodes of 5 million animals from different species were surveyed. The research deduced that humans and animals sprang from a single pair. Okay, so you want to call it a barcode. Call it a program. You know, DNA can be used to store any kind of information. It's just four letters arranged in words of, I think it's three characters. I'm going from memory now. I haven't looked at this for a while. But nevertheless, it is the most efficient storage of information that you could ever have. You could store all the literary works in a very minuscule, microscopic thing. It's very, very efficient. And it implies intelligence, doesn't it? If you've got a barcode, if you have a program that defines an organism, and again, it is a DNA, the reason they can create these chimeras that are so frightening is because you have the same DNA code, the same system, the same computer code defines plants, animals, humans. That's why if you get down to the DNA level, you can combine plants and humans. You can combine plants and animals. You can cross those, the animal and plant kingdom areas. That would argue, wouldn't it, for some kind of intelligent design? Wouldn't that also argue for an intelligent designer? You know, when Crick and Watson discovered DNA, they said, there's intelligence here. It's intelligence here. It's kind of like, your computer chip. Your computer chip has got a physical component to it, but it also has a non-material component to it. It has the programming. That's what they discovered. Crick and Watson discovered programming, which implies a programmer. They said, that couldn't happen by chance. As a matter of fact, remember when they tried to decode the DNA, it took some of the brightest scientists and a vast array of the most powerful computers. It took them many, many years to decode a little bit of it at first. Why? Because it's a code. It took them a very long time to decode that code. And so Crick and Watson said, we got to rule out God. So let's talk about panspermia. We'll talk about, it was aliens who came here and did it. Well, where'd the aliens come from? Who designed the more complex aliens? Well, they must have just happened by chance. And so as these guys are saying, everybody, they believe after looking at DNA, 5 million animals from all these different species, they believe that modern humans descended from a solitary pair that lived 100,000, 200,000 years ago. They also believe there was a catastrophe that wiped out most of these other species. Isn't that interesting? Because we've also had other scientists who say, they all refer to area of Babylon as the cradle of civilization. Why do they refer to it that way? Well, we've had secular scientists say all the major civilizations, European civilizations, India, China, they all sprang up at exactly the same time. Isn't that peculiar? All these different major civilizations sprung up at the same time. They all had different languages. But they all came from that one place. There's evidence that they all started at the same time. They all came from the cradle of civilization there in Babylon. But we can't have the Bible's account of the flood and the Tower of Babel. That couldn't be possible because that's supernatural, right? Can't have that. And yet, the physical evidence keeps pointing back to that truth, doesn't it? Very interesting. You know, when you look at China and you look at a lot of their characters, they harken back to the Genesis account, the way that they create certain characters. They're created graphically and you break down the different components and it has the different elements of the story of Genesis and the Garden of Eden and the flood and so forth. And you have dozens of civilizations that have a flood story. That's very similar to Genesis. And now you have this scientific evidence. It says, all these people come from the same place and we got everybody coming from, two people. As one person says, culture, life experience, and other things can make people very different. But in terms of basic biology, we're kind of the same. Yeah, the Bible has a word for that as well. We're all of one blood. That's the commonality. That's it for today.
I
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.